一般认为约翰福音是在约翰老的时候写的。
Some people believe that John wrote this book when he was old.
大概在主后九十年代的时候。
Perhaps around the 90 AD.
因为约翰应该是在第一世纪结束以前就过世的。
Because he probably died within the first century.
那至于他在什么地方写下约翰福音，我们不知道。
We don't know when and where he wrote the book of John.
有人说在以弗所。
Some say when he was in Ephesus.
那有人说在，反正就在小亚细亚哈，就是现在土耳其境内的某一个教会里。
Some say when he was in a church in Asia Minor.
那我们知道他启示录是在拔摩海岛的时候，被放逐在拔摩海岛的时候。
We know for a fact that he wrote Revelations in the island Patmos.
那神特别在让他在灵里面将这个意象先给他看的。
And God revealed to him all these visions while he was in the spirit.
那约翰福音应该是在之前，在启示录之前写。
And John was written before the book of Revelations.
那为什么约翰要写约翰福音
？Why does John want to write the book of John？
因为我们说圣经都是神所默示的。
We know that all scripture is God breathed.
那是在提摩太后书第三章嘛？
Second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。16节、17节，圣经都是神所默示的。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16-17, all scripture is God breathed.
所以其实神才是真正的作者了哈。
So we know that
每一卷圣经都是这样子。
We know that God is the true author.
那但是神感动他的仆人呢，在那个世代要把神要世人所了解的信息把它记录下来。
And so God movedthis author write down all the messages that he wanted to convey.
所以其实你看最后这个就是神道成肉身，他的话很重要，这就是跟神的话有关系的。
When God manifested in flesh, he was the word became flesh. It has to do with the word.
在当时候，在使徒后期，就是第一个世纪末的时候，其实教会面临很多的异端。
And at the end of the first century, there was many heresies and perverted teachings that entered into the church.
异端里面最直接的就是挑战耶稣基督是神的这个概念。
And one of the greatest heresies was that they challenged the divinity of Jesus Christ.
有些人认为耶稣只是人。
Some believe that he was only a human.
那有些又相信他只是神，他地上的人这个是跟我们现在所了解的不一样。
And some believe that Jesus was God and the Father, but they did not believe that his body was actually the one crucified.
所以不相信耶稣他的神性，有人不相信耶稣的人性。
And so some did not believe in his human nature or his divine nature.
可是就是因为约翰福音这本书，让我们世人可以更了解耶稣。
And through this book of John, we can really understand more deeply what Jesus is.
神的儿子，这个就是他的神性。
He is fact the God, the Son of God.
因为他特别强调这个神的儿子。
This is his divine nature.
可是他又说
，But he also says.
你看他跟父跟子是合一的。
But he and the Father is one.
所以父子是一啊。
And so him and the Father is one.
现在这个
Son and Father is one.
现在在地上的他是儿子。
On this earth, he has a role as son.
他也自称他是神的儿子。
He also proclaims, "I'm the Son of God."
那其因为他现在要拯救这群人，就是神的儿子的。
To redeem his people from sin, that is why he is playing the role of Son of God.
他现在要成为长子，所以他就是一个模范。我们要跟着他，才知道什么叫做神的儿子。
He is also the firstborn, meaning that he will be the first fruit, a model example for us to follow.
好，所以这个是约翰福音的它的背景哈。
And this is the background of Book John.
那约翰福音它的写作哈。我们看整本约翰福音读过以后，你就会发现它跟马太、马可、路加福音不太一样。
And you can see the book of John is written very differently from the other three Gospels: Matthew, Luke, Mark, and Luke.
他选择性的记载耶稣基督的所行过的神迹。
He was very selective in the miracles he recorded on Christ.
而且他选择神迹之后，他接下去一定有接下去的教训。
And after he records a miracle, he will write down the teachings of that miracle.
所以神迹跟教训是合在一起讲。
And therefore, the miracle and the teachings are together.
那这些显出来的，所以他说这个耶稣所行过的，如果把它写下来，全世界也装不了啊，那个书全世界装不了嘛，很多啊。
So、John says that if we were to record everything, not even all the world books in the world could contain it.
那所以他现在只有选七个，表示他特别 经过整理的。
So he had to be very selective on his material. He only selected seven miracles.
那我们是今天要查那个七个神迹吗？七个我是哈。
Today we will study
我们下午的那个查经啊。
We will study that in the afternoon Bible study.
我们下午查经是我是还是七个神迹？我是嘛哈。所以那我是的话，我想你们大家都读过的。
And we know about these seven I am.
先读过我们明天再谈。
Please study it, and then we will talk about it tomorrow.
那约翰福音呢？他我们现在在介绍嘛哈，他七个神迹里面最后一个是什么
？And what is the last miracle recorded by John?
七个神迹的最后一个。
Last miracle?
啊？拉撒的复活。
It was the resurrection of Lazarus.
第一个是什么
？And what's the first one?
水变酒
It was water to wine.
所以水变酒这个基本上是跟我们生活有关系的
And this has to do with our life, actually.
跟我们的生活但是最后他是叫死人复活是生命的主
Right. And when he's able to raise the dead, that means he's the Lord of life.
前面第一开始的时候是恩典的主
In the beginning, he is a Lord of blessings.
你来求告他
When you have problems, you can come to him
你照他的话去做
for help. And you follow his word.
真的就体验到耶稣的恩典
Follow his teachings, you will surely experience Jesus.
也看到他的荣耀他的能力
You should surely witness his glory.
但是不能够停在这里
But you cannot stay at this stage.
最后一定要看到耶稣是生命的主
Because one day you need to recognize that he is the Lord of life
他可以叫死人复活
He is able to call, raise the dead to life
所以最后我们信他得生命
And so we believe in him and we shall receive life
一定是从死里复活的
We believe that we will one day be resurrected from death
我们现在因着耶稣基督的救赎
And today because the salvation plan of Jesus
本来是活着的死人现在已经活着的活人
Through his redemption plan today we are not the living dead but the living true life
所以在信他的名洗礼的时候我们灵性复活
And so when we are baptized in his name we are revived in our spirit
所以在耶稣基督里面我们经过洗礼我们有第一次的复活
We are resurrected from death into life and that is the first resurrection
这是在启示录里面
And this is in Revelation
启示录第二十章第六节那里说的
In chapter 20 verse 6
启示录二十章第六节
In Revelation 20 verse 6
这里记载说头一次复活的人有福了
That those who are of the first resurrection shall have blessings.
圣洁了。
And they are.
第二十章的第六节。
Verse 6.
启示录二十章第六节。
Revelation 20 verse 6.
头一次复活。
Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection.
那圣洁就是罪被赦免的。
And those are those who have their sins been washed away.
那所以第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄了。
And the second death has no power.
所以我们今天在耶稣里面得生命。
And so in Christ we have life.
那我们就是活起来就一直活着跟耶稣一样一起活着了。
And so once we have been resurrected, we continue to live and abide in Christ.
所以我们受洗完之后我们一定要有这个认知。
And so after we are baptized,
我相信耶稣
acknowledge
奉他的名洗礼。
And we believe in Jesus,
而且他的宝血洁净我的罪。
That his blood has washed and
cleansed. 我现在就跟耶稣一起复活。
And now we've been redeemed, we live with Christ.
所以我们现在是跟主耶稣其实我们的灵里面是跟耶稣一同坐在天上。
And so we are resurrected with Christ, we sit in heaven with Christ.
这是为什么说我们在地上是客旅是寄居的。
That's why today we are sojourners in this world.
所以第一次复活有份的人你看第二次死在他身上就没有权柄了。
And he was part in first resurrection, second death has no power over him.
我们就你看做神和基督的祭司
And we shall be the priests of God
要跟基督一同作王一千年
And we shall be reigning with Christ
我们现在其实就是跟耶稣一起作王的这个时代
So today we are in the era when we are reigning with Christ
我们如果看以弗所书第二章
If we look at Ephesians chapter 2
以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
第二章第六节
And verse 6
以弗所书二章六节
Ephesians 2:6
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活一同坐在天上
And he has raised us together make us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus
所以这个就是现在我们的真正的身份我们是跟耶稣基督坐在天上的人
And this is our noble status now we are sitting in heaven with Christ
这也是为什么我们今天的教会我们今天受洗进入教会归入耶稣基督的身体里面了。
That is why today when we receive water baptism, we are baptized into the body of Christ.
我们是坐在天上的。
We have washed away our sins.
所以教会在哪里
？We sit in heaven with Him, with Christ. So where is the church?
教会，基督的身体啊。
Since the church is the body of Christ,
所以我们现在在天上，所以天上有教会啊，为什么
？Together sitting with Christ in heaven right now,
where is the church? 我们复活跟耶稣一同坐在天上。
And so when we resurrect, first resurrection, we're sitting in heaven with Christ.
所以真正属灵的真教会一定是在天上的。
So the body of Christ, which is the church, is true church.
我们现在在地上还活着。
So we are living in this world today.
我们在地上活着，这一群人是要成为见证，要像这个罪恶世界像光一样。照亮世界的。
And those of us who are here, who are among the walking dead, we are the living ones who are able to proclaim, testify. 那这个
教会哈是基督身体，现在在我们人间呢。
And so today, the church is among the people of the church.
所以真教会一定是独一的。
The true church is only one.
因为是耶稣基督的身体。
Because he is the body of Christ.
而且是已经在天上存在的，在创世以前就存在的。
This church is already in heaven. It was there existing before even the creation.
因为我们被耶稣基督宝血救赎，这样的一个恩典在创世以前就已经准备了，就已经定了。
Because the salvation plan, the atonement of our sins, the redemption plan was already existing before the creation time.
以弗所书第一章，顺便看一下以弗所书第一章。
So we can see that in Ephesians chapter 1,
第四节
verse 4.
以弗所书一章四节
Ephesians 1 verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选我们。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And without blame.
所以在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，是要在第一次复活有份的，就是罪被赦免的洗礼那时候。
Only those who must have received the water baptism in order to be holy and without blame. These are the ones who partake in first resurrection.
所以我们现在是跟耶稣一同活着。在天上的。
And so today we live with Christ and sit in heaven places.
那我们现在暂时活在地上，
做见证。And though physically we are on this earth, so that we can bear witness to
him. 像约翰一样的。
And just as John the Baptist,
我现在跟从耶稣。
He follows Jesus.
最后，你看是要为耶稣基督做见证。
And at the end, he continues to witness for Christ.
而且说我的见证是真的。
And he says my testimony is true.
所以我们每一个人呢，最后都要成为耶稣的真见证人。
Every one of us shall be witnesses for Christ on this earth.
这就是。你看他这个约翰福音里面，他一直强调重点：见证，见证，见证。
And so John continues to repeat the word witness, witness, witness.
那他现在这个七个神迹，那高峰就是复活的主，他是生命的主。
And the highest point is that he is the Lord of life, proclaiming that.
好，那
这
约翰福音里面的这些神迹，只有三个哈是在其他的福音书里面有。
Only three miracles that repeated in the other gospels.
好，但是有两个神迹是特别的。
But there are two miracles recorded that's unique to the book of John. Do you know which ones they are?
约翰福音里面有两个神迹是其他福音书找不到的。
And these two miracles are not recorded in any of the gospel.
大家有没有发现呢？
Now what is it?
七个神迹嘛，哈。
There's seven miracles.
从第一个到七个，那哪两个是只有在约翰福音有，其他福音书没有？
Which are those two miracles not recorded in any other book?
啊，水变酒嘛，对不对？
As a water to wine.
还有呢？
And
啊，拉撒的复活。
The resurrection of Lazarus.
对，拉撒的复活，你看这个在其他的福音书没有记啊。
And this was not recorded in any other gospel.
但是他就是要强调。我就是生命，我就是复活。
And he wants to emphasize that I am the life, I am the resurrection.
路加福音或者是其他福音书记载那个主叫那个拿一城寡妇的儿子复活啊。
And the other gospel talked about resurrection of the son of the woman of Nain.
埃鲁的女儿死了复活啊。
And there's a daughter of Jairus that was revived.
但复活之后，然后交给妈妈，妈妈就很高兴就走了。
And it was given to a mother, and mother walked away and was very joyful.
但是拉撒路复活，他特别不一样啊。
But when Lazarus resurrected, it was very different.
他这当中，他宣告他是什么？
In this miracle, he proclaimed.
你看多少人因为拉撒路从坟墓里面走出来而
What did Jesus proclaim about himself? There is miracle. So many people believed and saw how Lazarus walked out of the tomb.
所以这个就是约翰福音，他特别选这个神迹，他有用意的。
And that's why he was very intent and deliberate in his choosing of the miracle.
那我们现在进入这个就是约翰福音，他这个跟对观福音书有一些差别，就是说我们读这卷书的时候，你的整个读过的内容跟你前面读三个福音书真的是不同的。
Let's look at the unique distinctions of the Book of John.
包括他记载的内容，包括他写的那个 风格啊，写作的风格都不一样。
Including his style, manner, and content is completely different from the other three books.
你看马太、马可、路加，主耶稣出来传福音的第一句话是什么
？What was the first thing that Jesus said in those gospel books?
啊，神的国近了嘛，对不对
？And the kingdom of God is near.
天国近了。
The kingdom of God is at hand.
在约翰福音里面，你很少看到这个字眼“神的国”。
You don't see this word, kingdom of God.
在什么时候，约翰福音什么地方谈到神的国
？Where did it speak of the kingdom of God in the book of John?
而且你如果要进入，你一定要有一个条件。
And where does it say that if you want to enter the kingdom of God, what is your required prerequisite?
你读过了，有没有发现
？And do you find it?
在哪里
？Where?
第三章。
John chapter 3.
那所以要怎样才能够进入神的国
？So how can you enter the kingdom of God?
从水和灵
，One must be born of water
重生
and spirit. 对不对 ？He cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以重生，你要从水和灵重生，才能够进神的国。
So you be born again of water and spirit, otherwise you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这是跟尼哥底母在谈道理的时候所讲的。
And this is when Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus.
所以他现在在讲这个。神的国度哈，他就不是用像路加福音他所写那个方式在叙述的。
So when John is talking about the kingdom of God, it's not the same as when the book of Luke talks about kingdom of God.
他在强调，其实一开始生命在他里面哈。
And so John is emphasizing the life is in Christ.
所以一开始约翰福音一开始的时候。
So in John chapter 1 it says.
你看第四节哈。
In verse 4,
生命在他里头，这生命就是神的光。
And that life was the light of man.
那现在，所以神的国。
And so the kingdom of God.
他现在一开始就告诉我们说，你什么条件要进入。
From the beginning, Lord Jesus tells us how we can enter this kingdom of God.
那这个条件我们不能够忽略啊。
And we cannot ignore this requirement of Jesus.
因为主耶稣说。若没有这样，是不能断不能进神的国的。
Well, Jesus said, "And surely I said to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, cannot enter the kingdom of God."
好，那所以这个神的国，这个重点在约翰福音，他就不是用这个字眼来强调的。
And so,
就是得到永生哈，那这个就进入基督的这个身体啊，得到生命这个问题了。
And so John delves into the life of Jesus and how to attain it.
那这个约翰福音里面有永生哈，因为他一直在强调得生命嘛哈。
Speaks often about eternal life.
得生命，那我们来看。
And to receive life.
这个你们读圣经。
You read the scriptures.
那你们因为知道说。
In it.
啊，这里面有永生嘛哈。
You search the scriptures in it because you think there is eternal life.
五章第三十九节。
Chapter 5, verse 39.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
John chapter 5, verse 39.
三十九节说：“你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
”And you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are which testify of me.
旧约圣经，但当时讲的经是旧约圣经，旧约圣经里面就一直在讲的。
In the scriptures referring to Old Testament, they already spoke about coming of Jesus.
所以。你看犹太人他们也是很期待能够得永生。
So we know that the Jews also are looking forward to receiving eternal life.
为耶稣做见证。
They also want to witness for him.
再看五章的第二十四节。
And look at 5 verse 24.
可是你不听他的话，你不听耶稣的话，你光是羡慕永生也得不到了。
Says even if you just hear the word, believe in him, then you will not have everlasting life.
五章二十四节。
Chapter 5 verse 24.
我实在告诉你们，那听我话。又信差我来者的就有永生，不是一定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Most surely I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
所以这里他特别 提到这个，你看信听我的话哈，
okay,
我的话。
He who hears my word.
又信那差我来的，那所以他现在是被差的。
Believes in him who sent me, so Jesus was commissioned or sent.
就有永生。
By the Father, and so he has his everlasting life.
是已经出死入生，所以就离开死亡，进入生命里了。
If you believe, then you go from death into life.
我们人一开始一出生就是一直朝死亡前进嘛，哈。
And we know once we are born, we continue to march toward death, the day of death.
因为我们生命就已经被定好了，所以你每一天 就一直生命呢那个 年岁的存款一直少一直少。
Days of our life is numbered.
都不会增加，只是一直花出去都没有进来了。
Bank of our number of days continues to be used up.
有一天就用光了，就是结束了。
There will be no more days.
所以
will be our day of death.
真的，如果没有信耶稣
，And so if we do not really believe in Jesus,
一出生就是
，Then once you're born,
出生就入死
，You're preparing for death.
哦，就是一直朝着死亡前进。
You're marching toward a date of death.
但是当我们信耶稣那个时候
the day that we believe in Jesus Christ,
我们就离开死亡
we have overcome death.
进入永生
we have entered, passed from death into life.
所以现在信耶稣
and so when we
believe in Jesus, 出死入生离开死亡进入那个生命
you pass from death into life.
哦，这个是耶稣基督他要给我们的
and this is what Lord Jesus wants to give us.
那也是约翰福音他一直在强调的永生
this is repeated as a theme of book of John.
好，那他特别强调约翰福音里面特别强调这个子儿子哈。
And again, John also emphasizes the son, the
royal son. 他虽然一直强调是神的儿子，但是他同时也宣告说我是什么。
And even though he emphasizes he's son of God, but he also proclaims I am.
所以七个我是嘛。
And Jesus proclaims I am seven times.
查经的时候也会查到。
And this is what we'll study.
七个我是。
Who? What is the seven I am?
一定要了解他这个内涵，那到底在讲什么道理
？We need to understand what is inherent teaching of spiritual meaning.
那在约翰福音这里面呢，他通常行神迹的那个教训里面哈。
So we see the teachings and miracles.
特别是在第五章
，especially in chapter five.
其实，在整个约翰福音里面，就看到主耶稣跟人家对话。
We can see in the book of John the dialogue that Jesus had with.
你看第三章就他就跟尼哥底母对话。
In chapter three, he had dialogue with Nicodemus.
尼哥底母来问耶稣了。
When Nicodemus came to ask Jesus,
夫子，你若不是从天上来，不可能行这些神迹。
Rabbi, if you didn't come from heaven, then you could not perform these miracles.
然后主耶稣就跟他讲了。
And so,
你要
Jesus said,
要从水和圣灵重生嘛。
You must be born of water and spirit.
所以在跟约翰在跟尼哥底母的对话里面呢，就让我们看到他那个主耶稣告诉我们得生命的那个路线。
And Jesus immediately told him the way of salvation.
好，那到第四章。
And chapter four.
主耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚妇人。传福音了。
And Jesus evangelized, preached to the Samaritan woman.
他有许多对话。
And there's also another dialogue.
那这些对话会产生很多效果。
And this dialogue is very effective.
我们在第四章里，我们如果你读过了，你就知道说，哎，这个妇人，你看主耶稣是主动提出给我水喝这个要求。
And we see that Jesus proactively initiates a conversation by saying, "Give me a drink."
他最后他就要给，他是要试。这个永远的这个活水啊
！But this conversation turns to the end where Jesus says, "I will give you the."
所以后来这个妇人哦，你看他听完之后，跟他讲，跟主耶稣讲完之后，他把他的水罐子丢着
，and so
就跑了。
This woman received the message, and she was so delighted she left her water jug and ran into the town.
跑去哪里
？Where did she do?
跑到城里面去做见证啊
！She went into town to bear witness.
我碰到这个基督了。
To testify about this Christ.
圣经里面所记载。那一个我看到了
Messiah that has been proclaimed by scriptures. I've seen him.
好了，现在来了，众人都来了。
Then all the people came to look for Jesus.
然后他们跟主耶稣跟他们同事之后，他们就说啊，这真是救世主。
And after Jesus talked to them, they said, "Yes, this indeed Christ, the Savior of the world."
第四章最后那里第四十二节。
And chapter four, verse 42.
四十一节，因耶稣的话，信人就更多了。
So because of what Jesus said, they believe even more.
哦，这里因耶稣的话，这个话，所以耶稣的这里一开始在讲那个道成肉身。
And many more believe because of his own word. So in the beginning, the word became flesh.
所以这个话是有生命的。
And this word carries life.
好，那第四十二节。
And verse 42.
现在我们信不是因为你的话，是因为我们亲自听见的，知道这真是救世主。
Now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.
这些道理都是在这个对话当中，主耶稣所讲的，那也是约翰所做的见证了。
And all the truth is revealed through the dialogue that Jesus had with these various people.
第五章
，in chapter five，
你看他也行神迹啊。
Lord Jesus performed miracle.
他把主动的让这个三十八年的这个瘫子好起来了。
And this 38-year-old paralytic was healed.
患病三十八年。
He was ill for 38 years.
那这个刚好那一天是安息日。
And that day was Sabbath day.
好了，接下去就跟这些犹太人哦，就有很多 好几回的辩论了哈。
And then there was a debate that ensued.
所以你就看到
，After the miracle，
在记录耶稣的教训的时候，很多时候都是在这种对话的或者是辩论的形式里面出现的教训。
So, unique characteristic of book John is that a lot of the truth is revealed during the course of dialogue.
这跟其他的福音书直接描述所记录的不太一样。
It's different from the narratives in the other three gospels, which just told you what happened.
你就看到说这些主耶稣的教训，其实有时候我们如果像主耶稣一样去跟人家对话去讲哦。
So sometimes when we're preaching to people, we are have a dialogue with them.
有很多道理你就会突然间应该是这样的，没错。越讲你会越清楚的。
Holy Spirit inspires us and use the verses of the Bible to tell them and becomes even more clear as we're preaching to them.
所以我们现在为什么说传福音的时候要跟人对话了？
And that's why we when we say we need to preach, we need to have dialogue with
people. 我们现在有很多的工具啊，比如说用文宣品啊，用网络啦。
We have many tools on the internet nowadays.
登广告啦。
And we even have ads.
不管用什么方法。
But no matter what method we choose.
真的最有效的，而且我们自己本身会传人会得见证得造就，就是去跟人家说。
More effective way of evangelizing is to actually have a dialogue and to preach them individually.
因为我们跟人家见证的时候，
because we're preaching to people,
他不是只有听你的话嘛？
They don't just listen passively.
他看你这个人呢？
When they look at you,
然后看到你这个人的个性啊，脾气啊，
your personality, your demeanor,
讲话的风格有没有像耶稣啊？
And the way you speak.Do you show Jesus?
我们现在信耶稣久了以后，不能够说，我本来就是这样子。
And you cannot. So if you have believe in Jesus for a long time, you can say, "Oh, this is the way I am. I can't change."
有很多时候说，我本来就是这样子，要怎样
？Many people say, "Well, what can you do? That's the way I am."
我现在信耶稣了。
No, today you are a believer Jesus.
那我们如果要去做见证了，我们自己本身就要改变。
If you bear witness for the Lord, you need to continue to transform and change more like Jesus every day.
主耶稣是不会改变的嘛
？Because Lord Jesus never changes.
我们不能说我们像主耶稣说我也不改变。
We cannot tell Jesus, "Oh, Jesus, you gotta change and conform to me."
昨日今日一直到永远都不会变啊。
Because Jesus, yesterday, today, tomorrow, never change.
但是我们信耶稣的，我们是因着耶稣，我们就改变。
I believe in Jesus. We because of Jesus, we shall change.
我们本来罪人，现在变义人。
We originally were sinners, and now we are righteous.
变义人，我们现在要最后要成为。见证人。
And when we justify as a name of righteous, we need to have the
生命做见证的。
We need to bear witness through our life.
所以传福音其实就是像主耶稣这样子。
And so when we preach, this is just like we need to learn and imitate the style of Jesus.
你看第三章，他跟尼哥底母的对话。
The way that he preached Nicodemus.
其实他跟尼哥底母对话第三章一直讲下去的。
And when you continue to talk to Nicodemus.
那第四章跟撒玛利亚妇人。
And chapter 4, he had dialogue continuously with this Samaritan woman.
第五章。
In chapter 5.
行完神迹之后。
After a miracle.
就跟那些犹太人对话。
Jesus had dialogue with those Jewish leaders.
他就一直在强调说，其实在第五章就已经在说明。耶稣跟父跟子是同一个。
And kept emphasizing that the son and father is one.
本来就是一个。
And they originally are one.
做的事情。他的见证
the very work that I do,
他讲的话
bear witness,
他的生命
his life,
都是一样的
everything that is done, bear witness,
父怎么样我就怎么样
what the father does, the son also do,
这就是合一的
and this is one,
所以
oneness,
父与子是合一的
and therefore father and son is in unity in one,
其实他不是只有在第十章那里才 那句宣告而已
and this is not only proclaimed in this chapter but also chapter 10,
在这里在 AMV 里面所讲的信息里面就一直在强调他是跟父是合一的。
And so he keeps on emphasizing that he is one with the Lord.
我们到第五章的时候， Father. 我们会大概看一下。
And we can see chapter 5.
好，那到第七章。
And so he had chapter 7.
到第七章。
Chapter 7.
这时候另外一次，因为第七章他没有讲什么神迹嘛哈。
And so we don't see any miracles recorded here in chapter 7.
第四章有神迹呀。
第四章有记神迹吗？
第五章有记神迹。
Chapter 5 is a
miracle. 第六章有记神迹。
And 6 there's a miracle.
第七章。
But in chapter 7.
跟第八章。
And 8.
他就没有记神迹啊。
There is no miracles recorded.
到第九章又有神迹。
And then in chapter 9 there's a miracle.
所以你就看到第七章跟第八章这两章啊。
And we can see that 7 and 8.
他这个就是你看他当时跟犹太人主耶稣针对这犹太人在讲述他的神性。
And this is to the in the debate or dialogue, Jesus is revealing his divine nature.
在我们在读在聚会的时候，其实你应该或参加讲习会，有时候我们会听到 在特别在约翰福音里面，主耶稣曾经宣告我是，对不对
？And so we've heard many times that Jesus proclaims about the seven I ams.
因为不是我是，就是主耶稣说我是，我就是那个自由拥有的。
Oh, when Jesus says I am, he'sclaiming that he is the one and only that,
这个我们也会有一个专门来谈这个问题。
God, the same God that was appeared to Moses, I am who I am.
第七章第八章，你就看到他是针对犹太人一直在强调主耶稣，他在说他是谁，真正的谁。
And chapter 7-8 was targeted to the Jewish people to reveal to them that I am who I am.
他真正的身份，连他自己的兄弟都不那时候都不相信的。
His true identity, even his own brothers did not believe him.
那有时候还讲一些话这样子。
His own brothers even doubted him.
听得让人家就是说这个就是讲话。
They doubted his divinity.
口气嘛哈。
They spoke with sarcasm.
第七章的第四节。
In chapter 7:4.
那人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行的，你。你要再把自己显明给世人看啊，赶快上耶路撒冷去啊。
For no one does anything secret of himself, so his brothers say, if you want to reveal yourself, go to Jerusalem.
第七章第五节，然后他说，他兄弟讲这些话是因为不信呢、啊。
For even his brothers did not believe in him.
哦，那所以你看这个第七章哈、哦，这些开始就一直是这样子，那个对话辩论。
So we see the continual debate.
八章。
In chapter 7 and chapter 8.
第八章。
In chapter 8.
第二十四节
，verse 24，
八章第二十四节
，chapter 8:24。
所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中，你们若不信我是，必要死在罪中。那个基督啊，下面点点点啊，是翻译的时候给加上去，让他可以通顺。但其实本来是没有基督这个
字的。Therefore, I say to you that if you did, you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. And that He italicized is actually inserted word, but actually originally just says I am.
他对，因为对象是在对跟犹太人讲，他犹太人很清楚的。
Telling the Jews who knows that I am is actually referring to the God Almighty.
你们若不相信我是
，If you do not believe I am,
这个我是就是出埃及记三章十四节，当时候神跟摩西。自我介绍的时候，他用法一样的。
God in introduce himself to to Moses that I am who I am.
好
，in Exodus.
那什么时候你们一定会知道
？So when do you know?
你们一定会知道我是。
How do you know that I am is true?
第三二十八节，八章二十八节。
And 8:28.
你们举起人子以后，必知道我是。
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am.
并且知道我没有一件事情是凭自己做的。我说这些话乃是照着父所教训我的。
That I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak those things.
我是。
These things. I
am. 人子被举起来之后，你就知道我是谁了。
So when I'm lifted up, you will know that I am.
所以主耶稣他真正的他的那个。其实他自己的神性身份已经讲得很明白了。
So we can see that he is revealing his divinity, that he is fully God.
犹太人他们就是不信啊。
Though he's fully man, and the Jewish people do not believe in him.
那到时候你看那个到第八章后面啊。
In chapter 8.
第八章后面。
At the end.
第五十八节。
Verse 58.
还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
你看。因为我们中文就只有说我嘛，就我其实是就我是啊。
And actually it says
I am.
I am.
哦，英文就有翻得很清楚了。在亚伯拉罕以前，还没有亚伯拉罕，就是我就是我是的，就是神就是主耶稣就是那个自由拥有的神。
Jesus says I am who I am, same as what God revealed to Moses.
好了，这些犹太人听了之后
，And so many Jewish people heard this.
第五十九节，接下去就
59,
拿石头打他，其实是已经打了，不是说要打。我们中文版上说要打，好像还没有打，其实已经打了。
And these stones actually was cast already at Jesus.
啊，因为他们说你怎么认为把自己当做神去了啊，他们不能够接受。
Because you are equating yourself to God, they cannot accept that.
这就是在约翰福音里面他特别有了这种对话的辩论的形式，然后把一些道理。在这当中显明出来的。
And so through these dialogues and debates, we can see the revelation that Jesus is in fact God.
好，那约翰福音从约翰福音跟对干福音有一些差别哈。那个约翰福音写的这个，他那个风格是按时间次序写的。
And we know that John wrote chronologically.
哦，约翰福音里面主耶稣曾经三次守逾越节。
And we can see that Jesus in the book of John kept Passover three times.
He 曾经四次上耶路撒冷去。
Four four times he went up to Jerusalem.
所以整个他的主耶稣在传福音的这个时间点、啊、他那个 次序、啊、在约翰福音里面其实是最清楚的。
And the book of John is the most clear in the chronological order of the events of Jesus' life.
我们看约翰福音第二章。
Let's look at John chapter 2.
他是以这个时间为主轴来描述的，来记述，来见证耶稣基督的这个、他的做的工作。
So John wrote about Jesus chronologically.
第二章十三节。
And chapter 2 verse 13.
犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣上耶路撒冷去。
Now Passover, Jesus at hand. Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
哦，这是他这第一次在逾越节的时候上耶路撒冷，因为逾越节要去献祭嘛，哈。
This is the first time Jesus went up because in Passover you have.
逾越节之后
，offer sacrifice.
接下去就是七天的除酵节啊。
And after that is 7 days of 除酵
除酵节 unleavened.
Unleavened.
好。那所以这是第一次耶稣上耶路撒冷哈。
And so this is the first time.
第六章，我们再看第六章，约翰福音第六章
，John chapter six，
第四节
，verse four。
那时候犹太人的逾越节近了。
Now the Passover feast of the Jews was near。
好，这是第二次的逾越节了吗
？This is the second Passover。
那这个逾越节近了，然后那现在主耶稣举目看到很多人来了。
And then Jesus lifted out his eyes, he saw multitudes came to him.
那接下去就发生了这个神迹了嘛？喂饱五千个人。
The miracle of feeding the 5,000.
然后接下去就主耶稣走海面的。
And Jesus then walked on water.
那这里只有记载耶稣是。因为逾越节近了，所以他是第二次 他过逾越节了。
And so the second time that he kept Passover.
好，那第三次。
And then.
就是最后一次。
Third time of Passover.
十二章的第一节。
Which is the final time Passover, which is in.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse one.
这也是最后的。
And this is the last Passover Jesus.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼。
And chapter 12, verse 1, 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany.
好，那就一直准备哈，然后第十三章就是那一天到了，在逾越节的晚餐的筵席上，主耶稣他洗脚，然后他设立圣餐了。
And then final Passover, Jesus performed full washing and instituted Holy Communion.
好，那就是三次的逾越节嘛。
And these are three times of Passover.
那通常逾越节都要上圣殿的。
And so every time there's a Passover, you have to go to the temple of God.
那主耶稣四次上耶路撒冷。
Jesus went to Jerusalem four times.
我们刚才二章的十三节已经一次了哈。
And chapter 2 verse 43, we see it onto Jerusalem.
第五章。
And then again in chapter 5.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
这事以后，到了犹太人一个节期，不知道是什么，然后耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
And then Jesus also went up to Jerusalem at that time.
所以这里再有一个，他没有特别说明的什么节期，耶稣上耶路撒冷。
And so it didn't explain which feast that Jesus went to Jerusalem for.
好，那刚才我们读过第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第七章第二节。
Verse 2.
现在祝棚节近了。
And we see that feast of tents.Feast of Tabernacles was at hand.
那这个祝棚节也是，因为祝棚节是七天呢。
And we know that Feast of Tabernacles is
通常都是要上
seven days when they go to Jerusalem.
所以一样，你看这里主耶稣再一次上耶路撒冷去守节期。
Jesus again went to Jerusalem to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
好，那第十二章就是最后他上耶路撒冷，在那边被钉十字架了。
Chapter 12 was his final time when he was.Went up to Jerusalem. He was crucified on the cross.
因为他一定要在耶路撒冷被钉十字架。
Because he had to be crucified in Jerusalem.
这是在旧约圣经的时候就已经预言好的。
For this has already been prophesied in the Old Testament.
他进入的时候，他进入最后进入耶路撒冷的时候
，When last time he entered into Jerusalem,
是以王的身份进入的。
He entered with all glory, majesty, like a king.
很多人欢呼啊。
Many people receiving.
何塞纳。
And shouting,
Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
所以你就看到他这个约翰福音，在从他的记录，你就看他以时间为主轴来记述。
And we see the chronology of narrative events.
但是 其他的福音书、哦、基本上都是用主耶稣工作地点分的。
And the other gospels actually sorted the events according to the geographic region.
哦，那个一开始像约翰不那个马太、马可、路加、哦、他们通常都是以主耶稣在加利利的工作。
They will refer to what Jesus did in the region of Galilee.
或者是他是在犹太的工作。
Or what Jesus did in Judea.
最后在耶路撒冷的工作。
And also what Jesus did in
Jerusalem. 他是以地点去区别主耶稣他工作的内涵。
Their material is written according to geographic regions.
好，这是介绍一下约翰福音跟其他福音书不一样的地方了。
And this is the introduction and uniqueness of the book of John.
那约翰福音他也没有告诉我们说主耶稣他像路加说的他怎么出生的啊，他怎么成长的啊，他最后什么时候出来传福音，他对这些过程一点都没有提到。
So John did not mention anything about the birth of Christ, how he grew up, just like the other gospel.
一开始就说道成肉身。
He immediately just said the word became flesh.
然后接下去就是施洗约翰的见证。
And then he talks about the witness of John the Baptist.
所以道成肉身这个就是很关键的。
So this is a critical passage that says the word became flesh.
所以是以道成肉身，耶稣是从天上来的。
Because Lord Jesus is the only one that came from heaven.
来介绍说那 我们要怎么样从他得生命。
Tell us the way to heaven, how we can have everlasting life.
那他是天上的神啊。
Also to tell us that he is the God.
约翰福音那个时代，他所讲的这个主耶稣的真正的神性哦。
So when John,
保罗是很清楚的。
Talk about the fully divine nature of God existing in Jesus. Paul understood.
我们如果喜欢约翰福音的时候，我们一定要对耶稣很清楚他是谁。
If we understand Book of John, we will become very clear who Jesus really is.
你在读约翰福音的时候，你没有发现有一个那个 term 哈，这一个词，你是谁一直出现。
There is a term phrase that continues to repeat in Book John.
你是谁
？Who are you？
有没有第一章有没有
？And Chapter One says Who are you？
你在读的时候
，Do you see this phrase？
你没有有没有注意？有注意的时候你就把它圈起来。你是谁
？Every time you see Who are you， then circle that word that phrase。
然后到后面也会看到你是谁。
You'll see at the end also says Who are you？
然后甚至到最后要被钉十字架，那个比拉多问你是谁？你到底是谁啊
？Also, when he was going through trial with Pilate, also Pilate asked him, "Who are you?"
都要问你是谁。所以我们最后读完，一定要知道主耶稣是谁。如果我们不知道，我们白读了。
And so, if we read a book of John, we are unable to answer a question, "Who are you?" then we have failed.
啊，这个其实如果你有圣经工具，你有圣经工具，你手机里面有那个圣经软体，你都可以找的。
You have the software, you can look up this repeating phrase, "Who are you?"
你就打你是谁，然后就选约翰福音，他就跑出来了，你就知道了。
If you type in words "Who are you?" and just select the Book of John, you'll see all
these. 你用什么语言都可以。
You can write in English or any language.
你马上看一看，为什么？哦，最后很多人都在问耶稣是谁。
And we can see at the very end how many people are asking "Who is Jesus?"
我读完约翰福音，我知道耶稣是谁吗
？And after read the Book of John, I know who Jesus really is.
好，那保罗他是很清楚。
And Paul is very clear.
看罗马书第一章。
And Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans.
第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书第一章第三节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 3.
第一章三节说，论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。
Concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is born of the seed of David according to flesh.
但是第四节说，按圣善的灵说，因为从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
But verse 4 says, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
好了，那现在保罗哈，他当时候他怎么会这么肯定，而且还认识这么样的清楚啊
？And how is Paul so convinced and so convicted that Jesus?Is the Son of God.
保罗不认识耶稣啊。
Before Paul didn't know who Jesus was.
他甚至还是逼迫耶稣的人。
He was the one who actually persecuted Jesus.
可是当那个光一照他以后，他就突然醒了哈。
Shone upon him, he now became clear.
他反过来就为耶稣大，用所有他生命去做见证。
And he turned 180 degrees and became zealous for arguing that Jesus is the Son of God.
他之前不认识的。
At first, he did not know it was him.
现在他认识了。
But now he knew who Jesus was.
他就觉得说他拥有耶稣是最宝贵的。
And that he recognized that Jesus is more precious than anything in the world.
后来保罗说。
And so Paul said.
他宁可放弃把世上所有一切当作粪土吗？
He will be willing to treat everything in this world as rubbish.
你认为拥有耶稣基督是最宝贵的在哪里
？Compare to the surpassing value of Christ.
他觉得这个世上都是粪土，耶稣是至宝，那是记在哪里
？Where is it recorded？
啊，在哪里？大家可以找得到吗？腓立比书对，然后呢？第几章？啊，第三章，第几节？第八节，来，请读一下，先转请读一下。
Let's read verse Philippians 3 verse 8.
Excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain.
好，所以你看到最后，保罗他也很强调啊。And
so Paul emphasizes. 他最后所认为他最宝贵的拥有是他认识耶稣，他拥有主耶稣基督本身。
And he says he counts all things lost for excellence of the knowledge of
Jesus
Christ.
来跟从主啊，做主的门徒啊，一定不要只是看到主耶稣给的那些恩典，那就是小事，那都是附带品啊。
If we are disciples of Christ just because of the blessings we want to receive, then these are really immaterial.
但当然，我们来到真耶稣教会啊，我们都没有办法真的了解说到底有多宝贵，我们现在能够得到主耶稣基督啊。我们是拥有生命的。
Jesus, when we come to Jesus Church, one thing we need to recognize is the preciousness that today we have Christ, we have life.
是真的在末日克服活的。
And that we truly will resurrect on the end time.
因为圣经里面主耶稣讲的这个每一个条件，我们都做，真的都做到了。
Because every requirement by Jesus we have met.
而且我们也真的体验到了。
And we have experienced it. And we.
好，我们你如果仔细看约翰福音里面，我们的五大教义啊。
So we need to take away from the book of John.
安息日。
You see the five essential doctrines: Sabbath.
圣灵。
Holy Spirit,
好洗礼
；Water baptism,
洗脚礼
；Full washing,
圣餐礼
；Holy communion,
这个五个教义
，All these five major doctrines
在约翰福音里面
are all revealed
都非常清楚的这个教导
，very clearly recorded。
读完约翰福音之后，还要对我们的基本教义要很深入才可以。
Book of John, you need to be even more in depth understanding of the basic.
没有怀疑的余地，一定你如果相信耶稣的，一定是这样子。
There should be no room for doubt. If we believe in Jesus, we should believe in the doctrines.
我们下午再来继续。
And later we'll continue in the afternoon. Let's pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习约翰福音。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study Book of John.
我们现在要来。看整个约翰福音的结构。
Now we're going to study the structure of the book of John.
我们现在请 AB 哈把那个图哈把它打上去。
Let's project the picture.
这是我们在学习的时候，约翰福音它的架构。
So the overview or the structure of the book, the entire book.I'm waiting for a diagram.
我们先看约翰福音第十六章。
Let's turn to chapter 16.
第十六章。
John 16.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
用这一节就可以把整个约翰福音的架构看得很清楚。
This verse.Summarizes the structure.
二十八节说：“我从父出来，到了世界，我又离开世界，往父那里去。”
I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father.
所以这就是段落，一二三四个段落。
So within this verse lies the four sections.
我从父出来。
I came forth from the Father.
那主耶稣说，他与父本来就是一的。
And the Lord Jesus said, "I and the Father are one."
那道成肉身。
And he came into the world.
他的来源就是从父那里来。
So he came from the Father.
他们等一下会把它放上去。然后现在到了世界。
Then he came into the world.
那到世界是要做什么？
What was he to do in the world?
好，所以他在到了世界，一定有工作， what、要把这个父把它显出来的。
And his task on this world was to manifest the Father.
因为他从父出来，他要把从父领受的所有的事情、真理，他所得到的都把它显给世人看，把它显明出来。
So his task was to manifest everything he received from the Father to the people in the world.
那这一段时间就是。我们会看到的主耶稣他的神迹，他讲的话，然后他说我是谁。
And that includes his words, his miracles, and the words that describes him.
对，把它放到第几页去了？ So, 哦，对对，这个、okay. 这个这个对，就是这个。好，你说看这个图哈，这就是这个段落。
So this diagram is a representation of this verse.
我从父出来，所以主耶稣基督他的来源就是道，对不对？那个道与神同，道就是神，所以他就是一开始就是这个神。
So since he came from God and God is the Word, Lord Jesus was God.
那他到了世界，在世界里面，他一定有见，有人为他做见证，他会行神迹。那他会宣告他是谁，然后他会在这世上完成工作。
And when he came into this world, he performed miracles. He proclaimed words, and others proclaimed him, and he accomplished his work.
那这个是有一个时间的。
But that happened within a time frame.
等到时间到了，他就离开了。
When it ended, he departed.
哦，所以十三章第一节，你看他说他知道离世归父的时候到了。
And such as in chapter 13, verse 1, it says.He knew that his time had come.
哦，这个离世归父啊，所以主耶稣如果时候还没有到，什么人都不可以做什么事。
And it said the hour had come that he would depart from this world, which no one can control except for God.
所以你看，从十三章以后啊，就记载主耶稣要离开世界的过程了。
And from that chapter on, describes the steps that he was departing.
好，那接下去他就是要离开，就是要被抓、被审判、被。钉十字架。
So he was captured, he was judged, and he was nailed.
好，那死了之后要复活。
Then he resurrected.
所以他说，我还要回到父那边去了。
That's why he said, I will return to the Father.
所以他往父那里去。
So he went toward his Father.
所以他现在复活之后，就是那个是不一样的，是不一样的跟肉体的时候不一样的嘛哈。
And when he resurrected,
复活成为灵体。
Different, he was in a spiritual body.
然后就在众门徒的眼前啊，像驾着白云上升。
And he ascended to heaven in front of all the disciples.
好，所以这个段落就是你看从第一章一开始，第一章到第十八节这一段，就是他出来的过程。
So
我们现在看第一段哈。
The first section includes verses 1 to 18 of chapter 1.
第一章第一节到第十八节。
So chapter 1, verse 1 to 18 is section 1.
道成肉身。
So the word became flesh.
然后带来的丰丰充充足足的恩典与真理。
And it came with grace and grace upon grace.
就是第
一。Full of grace and truth.
对，就是第重复的说。第十四节，道成肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
So it repeatedly says, the word became flesh, dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
第十七节，再讲一次，律法借摩西传，但是恩典跟真理，真理从耶稣来。
And again, in 17, the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
然后现在这里是说，第十八节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的。好，这里中文把它翻成独生子哈。啊，这个地方就要好好的看清楚了。
And so,
把它表明出来，把这个天父把它表明出来。
In verse 18, it says, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which explains the meaning."
其实，如果我们会用我们教会的那个研经工具啊，那个瑞玛哈，你如果查这一节，你就看到许多解释。原来的经文它其实不是独生子。
Actually,
没有这个子这个问题的。
So the original language actually didn't say the word son.
你如果看一些中文圣经，它其实有的中文圣经它就有注解，它是在父怀里的独成的啊，就是 读是转变的，不是生的问题，是变成。你看。
Okay, so the actual word actually is not born but become.
对，是，所以是神是灵看不见的，现在成为人这样子。
It went from the invisible spirit to a physical
person. 它是独一的。
And it's only one.
那他把天父真神这个神把它表明出来的。
And that expresses the Father in heaven.
哦，所以主耶稣来了，让我们认识神呐。
And that is how our Lord Jesus came, so that we can know more about God.
如果主耶稣没有来，没有人可以知道神是怎么一回事。
Because if he did not come, no one would know about God.
所以那个哥罗西书才会说，基督就是神的奥秘。
And that is why in Colossians it says that Jesus is the mystery of God.
好，如果没有记得基督哈。没有记得耶稣基督，没有人能够回到父那边去，也没有人可以认识神是怎么一回事啊。
Because without Lord Jesus, no one can return to the Father, and no one would know about God.
除非人向人显现，就像神主动跟摩西显现，跟他讲话。
Unless God appears as a person form, just as he did to Moses.
那神如果他把自己隐藏起来，那没有人可以找到神，不可能的。
Because if he hides himself, then no human can find him.
好，所以这个道成肉身，这个第一段从父来的。
And so, the first section is that he came from the Father.
好，那所以提摩太前书三章十六节，神在肉身显现。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, it says that God, he manifested in the flesh.
啊，神在肉身显现嘛，哈，他已经讲了，这个是保罗他的神观。
This is written by Paul. He says God was manifested in the flesh.
在新约圣经里面，那时候根本没有所谓什么三位一体的问题啊。
In this New Testament, there was no concept of Trinity.
在圣经里面，你看的全部都是独一神的。
All the word says one true God.
那即使有父子圣灵这三个不同的角色，其实都是为了救赎，
完成救恩的。Even though there were three roles, it was meant to accomplish salvation.
哦，因为是进入这个世界。因为是神进入这个世界，
because God entered into this world，
他要拯救我们人，
in order to save humans。
好，所以希伯来书第二章第十四节说，因为我们人有肉体啊，所以他也照样成了血肉之体啊。
And in Hebrews it says that we are flesh, so he became flesh to be just like us。
那这个时间什么时候要进入世界，这个时间是神定的啊。
And the timing is determined by God。
所以彼得前书第一章二十节，彼得前书第一章二十节。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 20。
好，你看这一节。
Let's turn to that verse。
彼得前书一章二十节啊。
Chapter 1 verse 20。First Peter's。
基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现啊。
So he indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you。
所以基督存在这个救主受膏者这个角色，在创世以前，表示说救赎的这个计划在创世以前就有，在没有世界以前就已经有了。
So what this tells us is that the plan of salvation had been there before the world was created.
那说明这个我们时间是我们人才有，在神没有时间的问题的。
So since time, the concept of time only belongs to the physical world.
但是我们现在进入，既然在这个时间里面啊，时间空间里面，他现在这里第二十节特别提到的是，基督在创世以前预先被神知道，在末世才显现。所以主耶稣降临的时候，降生的时候，其实就是末世开始嘛，不是吗？
So it says he was manifested in the last time. So in actual fact, he was born at the beginning of the last time.
哦，所以当主耶稣他出现在我们世人眼前的时候，
So when he appeared in front of people,
他就说，你看这个庄稼已经熟了。
He said that the harvest is ready.
需要去收割了。
Time for a harvest.
要工人。
We need workers.
要去传福音。
We need to preach.
所以这个末世。其实你如果按照这样主耶稣的时间看来，
So if you follow the time frame,
2000年前就开始了。
It started 2000 years ago.
这个时间现在一直进行。
And the last time continues on.
那主耶稣什么时候来？
When does he come again?
那个时间不是我们人知道的。
Of course we do not know.
他这是一个神所定的一个时，我 们中文说契机，就是说他可能在一瞬间出现，我们如果没有抓住这个机会，没有抓住，我们就真的 就过去了，就没有了。
And it comes in an instance, and if we miss it, we would not have it.
那他出现像号筒吹响，也是突然之间就吹响，所以他用一直用那个神突然出现在我们眼前，像小偷突然来到光顾你的家一样，你根本没办法预料。
And it he comes as if a thief appears unexpectedly.
好，那所以现在这个末世，我们要了解这个末世的观念。
And so that is the concept of the last time.
好，路加福音第一章三十五节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 35.
所生的这个圣者是神的儿子。
So the son is the son of God.
你看路加福音第一章第三十五节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 35.
第一章三十五节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 35.
这是天使跟玛利亚跟玛利亚对话哈。
This is a conversation between the angel and Mary.
因为天使跟玛利亚说你要怀孕生儿子，给他起名叫耶稣。
He said you will the son, you should call his name Jesus.
第三十二节说他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。
And 35 said he would be great and will be son of the most high.
那主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
In verse 32, he will give him the throne of his father David.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。
He will be the king of the house of Jacob.
他的国没有穷尽。
Forever with no end.
所以这个不是世上的国度。
This is not a human.
世上哪有国度是直到永远
？There's no human kingdom that lasts forever.
就算大卫的国度
，including David.
你看以色列国，你看亡国多久
？How long had Israelites?
现在我们所看到以色列国跟大卫那个时代不一样。
Israel now is different from the kingdom.
没有一个地上的国可以永远存在的。
There is no everlasting kingdom.
但是这里，你看还没有出生以前，就已经说好了，他是永远做王的。
But here before Lord Jesus was born, it says he will be forever reign.
他的国没有穷尽的，直到永永远远。
There is forever and no end.
然后玛利亚就说：“那我怎么会有这种事呢？”
And Mary said, "How could this be?"
好，第三十五节。
And 35.
圣灵临到你的身上，至高者能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
Just as the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you, and therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.
所以现在耶稣基督他是至圣的。
And so he is the highest.
他现在成为儿子的角色进入我们人间，到在世界来了。
Who became the son of God to enter into our world?
好，约翰福音一章的第十八节说，他要把没有人看过的神把它表明出来。
Back to John chapter 1 verse 18, it says that God who has never been seen by anyone will be manifest.
怎么表达
？How?
就是这个父怀中的这个独成的，他怎么把这个神表明给世人看
？How can he express?Himself to the humans.
我们如果从第一章第一节一直看到第十八节
，That's if we look from verse 1 to 18.
你看到有几个有关于耶稣基督的描述都很特别的。
There are some very unique descriptions of our Lord Jesus.
第一开始
，The first one.
道就是神，道对不对
？The word was God.
那道与神同在。
And the word was with God.
然后第三节说万物都是借他造的。
And all things were made through him.
那这个道就是话语。
And word are things we speak. 好像
说话，我们这个人说出的话一样啊。
Like our human language.
好，那你如果对照创世纪一开始的时候，那个神创造天地，神说有就有，那是他的话一样啊。
If you come, you think of Genesis, he spoke and things were.
好，所以借着主耶稣讲的话，这个真理啊，把神显明出来。
So through his words, the truth, God was manifest.
好，那你继续看，接下去看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
生命在他里头，对不对
？He was life. In him was life.
那这生命就是人的光。
And the life was the light of man.
所以这里生命还有光。
So here, life and light.
要把耶稣把神把它显明出来的，借着主耶稣基督。
Also manifests God through the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣他不是普通的光啊。
So our Lord Jesus is not an ordinary light.
他是真光。
He's the true light.
那他这个真光是有人做见证的。
And this true light has been witnessed.
一开始第六节就说有一个人 你看，有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
Verse 6, there was a man called John, sent from God.
这里的约翰是施洗约翰哦。
This is John the Baptist.
是施洗约翰，不要搞错哦。
Not the one that wrote this book.
那这个人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证。
And this man came to bear witness of the light.
要叫众人因他可以信。
That all through him might believe.
然后他自己说，我不是那个光。
And he said that I am not the light.
我只是为光做见证的。
I'm just a witness of the light.
所以耶稣基督他是光，他是真光。
Our Lord Jesus is the light.
第九节说，那光是真光啊。
And that's the true light in verse 9.
那真光表示也有假的啦。
So there is, if it's a true light, there might be a false light.
对，他这个真的就是说，他永远不会消退的。
A true light means that it will never diminish.
照亮一切住在世上的人呢。
And it shines upon all humans.
所以不管是什么种族。
Regardless of race,
不管时间,
regardless of time,
一定是超越的。
It surpasses all that.
好，所以借着耶稣基督的光，所以他这个光，这个主耶稣，当然后面他一直讲他是光，对不对？
And so continue,
我是光嘛,
to talk about
世上的光,
as the light of the world.
好，那这一直讲到，你看第刚才读到第十四节,
That's 14.
有恩典，有真理。把它显明出来
and full of grace and truth also manifesting God
有摩西的律法在先摩西的律法一直预言这个救主会来到一个先知要出现
and the laws of Moses describes the prophet that is to come
那个律法是要让我们知罪 要引导我们到基督面前来的
the laws are meant to bring us to God
所以律法像旧约的律法它最后就是要让我们看到耶稣基督的这个的救恩，那神的爱是怎么表明的
？And eventually to bring us to God's love and His salvation.
你看，律法是神圣的哦，律法是属灵的。
So the actual intent is the laws are spiritual and holy.
那一般我们想到律法，就是说，哇，律法就给我限制，那我就失去自由。
However, we usually think of laws as restricting and they lead us to lose freedom.
其实，如果没有律法，这生活就乱七八糟，一点没秩序，也没有办法快乐的。说实在的。
Actually, without law, there is we cannot really be happy because lacking order.
开车在路上， so, 大家都遵守交通规则，就很有秩序，很快，你就可以到你要去的地方了。
For example, traffic laws ensure that we get to where we need to go.
那如果你今天都没有这些规则，你说车上路上这么多车子，你没有方向车祸才怪嘞。
Without traffic laws, it would be impossible to avoid a car accident.
啊，所以律法它是让我们生活有秩序，有一个规范。最后要引导我们到基督面前来。
So the laws set us, give us rules to live by, and ultimately to bring us to Christ.
好，所以当耶稣显现的时候，这个恩典就出现了。
And when the Lord Jesus appeared, grace appeared.
这个恩典，耶稣来，所以是把律法成全，就让我们看到，哦，原来神的爱是这样显明的。
And He fulfills the law to demonstrate the love of God.
那所以带来的真理。你看，真理就是要规范我们的生活。
He brings us the truth, which also regulates our life.
恩典
to bring us grace.
用这个方式把这个神显明给世人看。
And in this method, God manifests or shows Himself to people.
从第一章第十九节开始。
That's now starting from verse 19.
一直到第十二章结束。
All the way to chapter 12.
这都是主耶稣在世上进入这个世界所做的事情了。
Describes the things that He did in this world.
这当中有七个见证。
In this section are seven miracles.
有许多人都为他做见证。
And people witnessing for him.
那有七个神迹。
Seven testimonies.
有七个宣告我是什么，我是什么。
I'm sorry. Seven I am, seven miracles, and seven witnesses.
这个七个相对的宣告就是我们今天下午分享的，我是生命的粮，有没有？
Yes.
我是世上的光。
So the seven things were what we discussed this afternoon.
还有呢？
I am
我是生命的粮，我是生命的光。还有呢？
I am
接下来是什么？
Light of the world.
照次序来，这样才不会乱。我是生命的粮，然后
I am the bread of life, and then what's next?
我是世上的光。
I am the light of the world.
然后呢？我是羊的门。
I am the gate.
我是好牧人。
I'm the good shepherd.
我是复活
I'm the
我是生命、然后我是道路
I'm the way,
真理生命
truth and the life.
我是真葡萄树
I'm the
对不对
true vine.
那这七个是我是它是用我们可以了解的 这些这个叫做这个叫做譬喻，就是用一个你可以了解的东西，他告诉我们，所以我们可以这样子了解说，耶稣他是他做什么，他带给我们什么吗
？And he uses things that we can understand to describe him, so we can understand.
所以你我是真葡萄树。
So he says, "I'm the true
vine."
那我
们是树树枝而已啊。
And we're the branches.
那你这个树枝如果离开了这个树干，那你一定是枯干呢、啊。
If the branches are separated from the trunk, it will die.
啊，所以你看，要联系在耶稣身上，这个就是用树去观察这个树，树叶掉下来，它就没有了嘛啊。
So just as we see a real tree, the leaves will fall.
因为你只要留在这个树干上了，你就有生命了。
Unless you stay with the trunk, you will have life.
这是相对性的宣告，这是世界上我们可以明白的。
And these are all comparative proclamations that allow us to learn.
还有七个绝对的宣告，我是，就是像神跟摩西说，我是那个宣告。
Then there is a absolute proclamation of I am, just like Moses.
还有七个 I am, 你如果去找，一定有七个 I am.
There are actually seven I ams.
我们早上不是看的。第八章吗
？So we saw one in chapter eight.、
啊、第八章有，你如果不相信我是，你就死在罪中，有没有
？It said that if you don't believe that I am, you will die in your sins.
好，这个我们等一下我们会再继续看的。
So we'll go over those later.、
啊、那他在这个过程中，就是要完成世上的工作。他现在要把这个神的救恩，把它表明，让世人可以了解。
And so his work in this section is to complete the word of God to explain the gospel. So,
主耶稣进入世界是末世来到，就是神的这个恩典要显明了。
And so, in the last time, His grace is going to manifest.
过去的人在拜神的时候，哈。
Before that time, people worshipped God.
其实是恐惧战惊的。
Actually, with a lot of fear and trembling.
所以在西乃山，当以色列百姓他们看到神降临的时候，他们有什么反应
？So, for example, at Mount Sinai, when they saw God, what was their reaction?
他们是很高兴呢，
Were they very
还是很恐惧？
Happy?Were they very scared?
恐惧，对，所以跟摩西说，哦，一次就好了。
So they
told Moses, 下一次神不要讲话了。
Once is enough. We don't want
摩西，你去听，你来转达就好。
You just tell us what he said.
所以这个就是这个，即使他们都仍照摩西所说，要洁净，你要洁净三天，准备迎接神的带。来到，对不对
？They actually were preparing 3 days to cleanse themselves for to.
神真的来了，说话了，哇，吓死了。
And when he actually came and spoke, they were so scared.
因为我们有罪的人会觉得说不配，在那个时候我们觉得说我们灭亡了，这是为什么？旧约时代人就说我看到神，我灭亡了，我死定了。
That's because we have sin, and when we see God, we're afraid that we might be killed.
旧约还有啊，也有人他知道说他看到神的啊。然后他说他死定了，有没有还记得吗？
Old Testament, there was
有没有还其他人想到了？
There's an incident where someone saw God and he said, "Oh, I'm dead."
啊，士师时代里面那个参孙的父母亲哈，马罗亚。
So it was the parents of Judge Samson.
他们一知道说啊、哦，这个我看到神了，他们就觉得说我。活不了了。
When they realized that they saw God, they thought that they would not be alive.
这是旧约时代的。
This was the concept in the Old Testament.
那个我们人都知道说有罪。
Because everyone knew they had sin.
现在耶稣来了。
Now our Lord Jesus is here.
他就告诉我们说，现在时候已经到了，末世哈，人可以看到神，就是说，因为借着耶稣基督要把这个神把它表明出来，那是可以亲近的。他好像就在我们眼前，你可以。看得到摸得到可以听得到的
Now he tells us the hour has come that we will see Jesus we could touch him we could be with him
现在拜神、哦、就是 要用另外一个态度去拜他了不能再这样恐惧战惊的
And that when we worship him it is not with the same attitude
你看第四章
Let's look at 14
第四章
4 chapter 4
第四章第21节
21
这里就有一个这个时候到了的问题
Chapter 4 verse 21 says the hour has come
主耶稣进入这个世界主耶稣进入了以后
After the Lord came to this world,
这个时候到了
He said the hour
但是我们中文圣经把它翻译把它翻有时候会误解
Sometimes the translation is not exactly
你看21节4章21节
Chapter 4 verse 21
耶稣说妇人你当信我时候将到你们拜父也不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷
He says woman believe me the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father
哦，那其实那个时候已经到了，它是现在式的，不是吗
the hour is coming.
其实你如果看 用我们教会那个瑞玛研究工具，你看，它实际上是现在是，而且已经到了，继续现在继续在进行的。
So this is a present tense.
就是说，你如果继续看第二十三节。
And let's look at 23.
二十三节，它就翻译的，就是翻的比较接近一点。时候将到，如今就是了。
So verse 23 again, it says the hour is coming and now is.
真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
When the true worshippers will worship the Father,
因为父要这样人拜他。
For the Father is seeking such to worship him.
所以，如果真正按照很忠于原文的翻译，应该是这样的时候将到，应该是说时候到了，而且继续在进行，现在就是。
So in other words, the hour has come. It is continuing on, and we are in the time.
所以当主耶稣来了以后，
so when our Lord came,
这个救恩现在就在眼前。
The salvation had appeared.
现在一直持续进行的。
It is continuing to appear.
现在拜神要用真理跟神的灵。
So that we worship in spirit and in truth.
那所以现在神就已经不是那种高高在天上，很遥不可及，很看起来很可怕的。
And our God is not the far away, unreachable, scary God.
为什么？因为他现在成为人的样式，在我们世人中间。
Because he had become a person in this world.
你看他凡事都跟我们经过一样的挑战。
And he went through all the challenges in life.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
他现在到进入世界，他就是成为我们的中保。
He came into the world to be our mediator.
他是道路，你看，他是道路，他就是这一条要见到父的道路，你要借着他。
He's the way.
所以第四章十五节。
That's chapter 4, verse 15.
我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，因为他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are yet without sin.
他现在经过 他所经历的这在世上的生活跟我们所经过的一样的。
What he lived in his life is the same as ours.
进食不吃饭你会肚子饿啊。
If you fast, you'll be hungry.
你走路走很久你会口渴啊。
If you walk for a long time, you'll be thirsty.
你看到有人亲人过世的伤心你会流眼泪啊。
If a loved one passes, you will cry.
基本上都一样。
These are all the same things.
但是差就差在他没犯罪。
But the only difference is he never sinned.
他可以很大声的跟世人说：“你谁能够指证我有罪？”
He can proclaim to the world who can accuse me of any sin.
所以最后所有的见证都是他是义人，他是义的。
So everyone bear witness of him that he's righteous.
连那个法官的像那个比拉多这样子，连续三次，包括西利。就是没有办法找到耶稣有什么错。
Including Pilate, Pontius Pilate three times could not find any fault.
他宣告说我没有发现他有错啊。
During the judgment, he wanted to release our Lord Jesus.
但是没办法，他就是要走上这条路，要让我们从罪里面得到释放，他要为我们担当罪的代价。
But his path was to bear our sins on the cross for us.
好，所以这就是耶稣在世界的这段时间。
This was his life on earth.
等到第十三章开始就完全不一样了。这个整个目标就是要朝着离开世界做准备了。
Starting chapter 13, it starts to talk about his preparation to leave this world.
那十三章，我们都知道是设立洗脚礼。
Chapter 13 is establishing foot washing.
而且啊，在十三章这里啊，很清楚的指明说，到底是谁要卖耶稣。
Then it also clearly tells us who's going to betray him.
犹大就在众目睽睽之下，他走出去了。
Judas actually left in front of everyone.
好，那接下来就把这个兵丁带来了。
Then he brought the soldiers.
也在这个时候，在最后逾越节晚餐的时候，主耶稣设立圣餐。
Also, he established the holy sacrament.
好，那。
Holy Communion.
你看接下去十三章以后，他跟门徒讲话都是关起来在跟门徒直接教训的。
And the words he spoke after chapter 13 were directly behind closed doors to his apostles.
他都事先讲，他说先跟门徒先讲好了。
And he wanted to tell them in ahead of time.
我预先告诉你们。
He says, I'm going to tell you now.
那所以第十三章以后，好像主耶稣为他离开。要离开做准备，然后让门徒真的你要了解说， people 会跟着来啊。
So that he's preparing his apostles that he's going to leave, and also trials and tribulations will follow.
所以讲完之后，第十八章。
Then in chapter 18, after he finished saying all these.
第一节。
Chapter one.
说了这话，耶稣说了这话，就从门徒出去了。
When Jesus had spoken these things, he went out with his disciples.
那接下去，你看他们到了他们常常聚集的地方。
To a place that they often went.
第二节那里，但这个就是克西马尼园了。
And that is the Garden of Gethsemane.
那在那里，这个。犹大就率领兵丁来抓他。
And then Judas brought with him the soldiers to arrest him.
那这一段哈，你我们都知道，那个主耶稣就问说，哎，你们要找谁啊？
And so here the Lord Jesus said, "Who are you seeking?"
第四节嘛哈。
Verse four.
你们找谁？
Who are you looking for?
他们说找拿撒勒耶稣。
He said, "I'm looking for Jesus of Nazareth."
耶稣说我就是。
He said, "I am He."
这是 I am 啊，这怎么样？
Here's another I am.
I am 一讲 I am 的时候，他们就退后倒在地上了。
And the people who were there fell backwards and fell to the ground.
那表示当主耶稣宣告说 I am 的时候，我是的时候，哇，这个你看是何等的有权柄啊。
It actually signifies the power that he had when he said the word I am.
好，这再讲一次，他们又问他说。他又问他们说：“你们找谁？”
Then he asked them again, "Who are you seeking?"
再讲一次。
And they said again,
我已经告诉你们，我就是。
Then so Jesus said, "I've told you that I am He."
好，你看这里就是这个七个绝对宣告里面的。
So this is part of the seven I am absolute proclamations.
跟第八章，你说对照起来。
In group with the one in verse eight.
这个就是七次我是。
They're totally seven.
好，那出去之后，他接下来就被抓了，被审判了。
Then he was brought to judgment.
啊，回到父那边去哈。
And to return to the
father. 往父那边去，所以他现在第二十章第十七节。
In then chapter 20 verse 17.
二十章其实一开始就是耶稣他复活了。
So in chapter beginning chapter 20, Lord resurrected.
好，第十七节。
Verse 17.
他复活以后。
After he resurrected,
你看他跟玛利亚显现。
He appeared to Mary.
然后玛利亚就要去抱他嘛。
So Mary wanted to grab onto him, hold
on. 然后第十七节。
Then there's 17.
你不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那边去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。
He says, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
就是你现在我要升上去见我的父。
He says, "I am
现在还没有上去。
I have not ascended."
所以他现在这段显现的时间。
So that's the period.
你呢，就是要把旧约圣经里面所预言有关耶稣的从。律法诗篇到先知书里面所有有关的预言都要跟门徒讲一次。
So during this time, he would explain from the Old Testament laws, the Psalms, to the prophets, all the things about him.
所以我们说圣经哈，圣经的主题就是救恩。
So the Old Testament, the main, the whole Bible, the main theme is salvation.
他最中心的人物就是讲主耶稣基督。
And the main character is the Lord Jesus.
那现在主耶稣他本身哦，已经胜过死亡以后，他要让所有的门徒都了解。
And after he's overcome death, he wanted all disciples to understand.
等到他升上去以后，圣灵降下来。
After he ascended, the Holy Spirit descended.
建设教会。
And established the church.
那接下去，这些听到使徒他们的宣告，你有罪了，你要悔改啊，你要受洗得圣灵，这些人接下去要学什么？
Then those who heard the preaching of the disciples and repented and baptized, what were they to hear?
他们那时候也没有我们现在的新约圣经啊。
There was no Bible like we are seeing right now.
那个时代，他们看的还是其实是一本的旧约圣经啊。
They were only looking at the Old Testament and actually.
但是他们现在就是看旧约圣经，他们也不会再回到像律法那个时代的旧观念了。
But even though they were reading the Old Testament, their concepts were not the laws.
他们现在需要有新的观念。
They needed the new concept.
所以。最初的这些在耶路撒冷的这些信徒，他们恒心遵守使徒的教训，有没
有？ So, but the people in Jerusalem, they steadfastly followed the teachings of the disciples.
那时候也没有福音书啊。
There were no four books of the gospel.
所以有关于耶稣的事情，全部都是使徒他们讲出来的。
All the things about Jesus were spoken by the followers.
或者是当时候有些人，可能有一些 流传的一些记录，但是它没有被整理出来说所谓的福音书啊。
The Gospels had not been written down and organized.
这样可以了解吗？所以最初的这些主的门徒，他们所领受的就是使徒的教训。
And so the early members, what they received were the teachings of the apostles.
这是为什么说教会是建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
And that is why the church established on the foundation.
耶稣基督是房角石。
Of the apostles, and the cornerstone is the Christ.
以弗所书第二章。
Chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter
2 第二十节
Verse 20，
这是最开始的教会。
This is the beginning of the church.
也是我们今天真教会所要复兴的重点。
And that is also the main aim for our revival.
我们现在真教会，我们的第三条的基本信仰。
The third basic.
我们是要复兴使徒时代的那个什么？使徒时代那个教训。
Is to restore the teachings of the apostles.
就是
apostolic church
使徒的教训哈，他这里说要复兴
restore true church of the apostolic
使徒时代的真教会了哈。那这个是那个时代的教会，他们是建立在第二十节说建造在使徒和先知的根基上。有耶稣基督自己为房角石。
And that church was built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
好，那所以现在哈，我们看使徒他们是使徒的教训。那现在使徒的教训在哪里呢？
So where do we find the teachings of the apostles?
变成写在圣经里了。
Now they've been turned into the part of the Bible.
所以现在新约圣经都跟使徒有关系的。
So the Bible has the New Testament has all have to do with the apostles.
这个就是当时候使徒这些教训被收集起来，现在流传到我们现在就有这个新约圣经，让我们可以看，每一天都可以看。
Because the teaching of the apostles been collected to become the New Testament, which we can read every day.
那所以我们现在要去了解使徒的教训是什么。
Now if we want to further understand the teaching of the apostles.
所以你现在看使徒行传第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
这很重要，这是为什么说我们。教会哦，你要我们要时常去，真的要好好的查考我们的基本教义，我们的信仰的基础。
And it's very important. We need to constantly study our basic beliefs.
第二章。
Chapter two.
第二章。
Chapter two.
第四十二节。
Verse 42.
是第二章四十二节说，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
你看看这里 ，apostles' doctrine， 这个 doctrine， 这个教训，这个就是今天我们所说的教义嘛，哈。
So again, it says the apostles' doctrines, which is our doctrines.
那这个现在主耶稣哈，他升上去，他升上去，圣灵就降下来了。
So as after our Lord Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit descended.
他还没有去以前，他就先说好了。
And he had told them already that this would happen.
回到父那边去，我就把圣灵降下来。
After I go back to the Father, I will send down the Holy Spirit.
所以你看，当我们祷告得圣灵的时候，我们就很肯定的说，神活着嘛，主耶稣在天上听我祷告。
And that's why when we receive the Holy Spirit, we're very sure that God is there.
好，那现在这个图之后，好，我们来看一下接下去的这些文字哈。
After that, we read the words.
从第一章十九节到十二章，这个叫做人子篇，都是跟人子有关系。
So in chapter 1 verse 19 to chapter 12, they have to do with the Son of Man.
十三章以后到十九章，四十到十九章，这叫荣耀。
From chapter 13 to 19 talks about glorifying.
为什么
？Being glorified.
因为十三章一开始主耶稣就说了。
Because in the beginning of chapter 13, it says.
这是他要应该是第十二章，他就已经一直在准备了哈。十二章二十三节。
He started talking about this starting at chapter 12.
人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Verse 23, the hour has come that the Son of Man shall be glorified.
得荣耀的时候，那其实接下去他讲的是什么
？Then what did he say after that?
他要被钉十字架呢。
About him being crossed.
他要被羞辱，然后被鞭打。最后被钉死了。
He was humiliated. He was beaten, and then he was nailed.
但他说却是人子得荣耀。
But he used the word to be glorified to describe this.
那所以十三章开始之后，你就看到他就说，你看现在 父已经就万有都交在他手上了，他知道他得到所有的权柄了。
So in chapter 13, he said, the Father had given me all things.
要愿意受苦，愿意跟耶稣受苦才有权柄的。
In order, we need to suffer with Christ in order to have power.
到第十七章他祷告。
Chapter 17, he prays.
他说，第一节。
Verse 1.
父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son, that your son may also glorify you.
第四节说，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我都成全了，已成全了。
For I have glorified you on the earth, I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
好，那十九章，你看他就被钉十字架了。
And in chapter 19, he was nailed on the cross.
第二十章以后，他复活。
And he resurrected in chapter 20.
所以第二十章最后那一段就是复活篇。有关耶稣的复活。
And chapter 20 and 21 is a section after his resurrection.
那这是这个约翰福音的段落。
So these are the sections in this book.
那其实还有很多不同的分段法。
Now there are many other ways to divide up the book.
这个我们都不需要详细讲。
We'll leave those out.
好，那或者是我们你如果看大分段法，第一章到第十二章就是一个段落。
If you make it even a bigger sections, just two. Chapter 1 to 12 is one section.
13章到17章就 是一个段落。
13 to 17 is another section.
那最后其实他们有很多学者他们研究不同的分段法，这个我们有时间自己去分段就可以了。
We can take our own time to study other ways to divide up the book.
这就是我们今天所讲的约翰福音的这个段落了。
So that's our overview of the book of John.
明天再继续。
Tomorrow we'll continue.
低头默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.